I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. Nationwide, emergency room visits are climbing despite the Affordable Care Act, which was supposed to slow ER traffic as more people gained access to doctors and other health care providers. Rutland Regional Medical Center is no different. And as VPR's Nina Keck reports, the hospital is undertaking a $6 million expansion, not only to meet growing demand, but changes in patient needs.
Dr. Todd Gregory directs Rutland Regional Medical Center's emergency department.
So this is our nursing station right now. So physicians and nurses, as well as our technical staff, work out of this. With the new design,
Gregory says they see about 100 patients a day, a number that's been increasing annually by about 2%, which is why there are patients being treated in the hallway.
As you can imagine, watching all this go on is interesting to you and me. If you're a patient, it's pretty tough, especially if you have pain or anxiety or both, as most of our patients do. That's not what you want to be exposed to.
Hospital President Tom Huebner points to two main issues driving up demand for ER service. First is the shortage of primary care doctors and other providers in Rutland.
Second, we've seen a lot of increased demand for patients with behavioral health needs. Psychiatric patients, patients with substance abuse problems, that has certainly been an increase in volume as well.
And Todd Gregory says many of those patients are much sicker when they seek help.
So we are now boarding patients for days at a time where we just didn't have that to this extent, you know, even 4 years ago.
Tom Huebner says they'll pay for the $6 million project with funds the hospital already has. The upgrades will take 18 months and include more treatment rooms, space for long-term stays, enhanced security, and improved overall traffic flow. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.